This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Well, now we'll go to the chairman of the New Jersey Republican Party, Doug Steinhardt. Mr. Chairman, how are you, sir?
Mr. Zioli, I'm wonderful. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, buddy.
A little outraged today considering some of the stuff that's going on in New Jersey, but other than that, I personally feel good.
Honestly, it never ceases to amaze me the new depths the Democrats will go to abuse the United States Constitution. This one, though, is beyond the pale here, adding an extra constitutional requirement to go on the ballot for president of the United States. It's insane.
It's not only is it insane, but as I think most people with any common sense or legal sense will tell you, it's unconstitutional, it's illegal. Ironically, you know, the state's own legislative services issued a letter back in March indicating that that is a nonpartisan organization. The Office of Legislative Services gives legal advice to the New Jersey State Legislature. They issued a legal opinion back on March 30th telling the state legislature that the provision would be unconstitutional, that it not only would it violate the qualifications clause in Articles 1 and 2 of the Constitution, but that it would likely violate the First and the 14th Amendments, too. Yet the state legislature went ahead and sent it out of the Senate yesterday anyway.
And the bill says that in order to be on the ballot in New Jersey, you have to submit how many years of tax returns?
Five, I think.
Five? It's nuts. Go back, Doug. I mean, you're an attorney, so you know this very well. You mentioned the Constitution of the United States. It lays out the requirements to be president of the United States. There's nothing about tax returns in there. What does it specify?
Well, it simply sets a residency requirement and an age requirement. That's all there is
that's
to it.
That's it.
Exactly. Correct. And that's exactly what, you know, the OLS pointed out, that the legislature can't go and restrict what the Constitution already established. It's beyond the authority of the legislator to take that sort of power. And, you know, look, it's patently undemocratic. It's almost dictatorial in its intent that, you know, the Democrats now want to control not only who can and can't appear on an election ballot, but under what circumstances, and in essence, deprive New Jersey's voters from choosing for themselves who they want to represent them.
And wasn't there a New Jersey Supreme Court case years ago where the Supreme Court ruled in a majority opinion, I believe it was unanimous, that the voters have to be allowed as many choices on the ballot as possible after they pulled that stunt with Torricelli years ago?
100%. You're absolutely correct. You know, and that's why you look at some of these instances when you have long laundry list of candidates. But look, that is a fundamental right of this country. You know, people have fought and died for the ability to choose who they want to represent them. And to think that a handful of legislators can go and attach conditions. And look, I'm not saying whether candidates should or shouldn't have to disclose their, their tax returns. That's
right.
To me, that's a totally different debate. But, you know, to couch it in the terms that the legislature did, and, you know, it's somewhat ironic to me that you have someone like Loretta Weinberg, you know, who's the Senate Majority Leader. She turns around and puts out a statement that tries to couch it in terms, voters deserve to know what every candidate on the ballot is without compromise. And the statement goes on to say even further that we need transparency, that, you know, this is the only way to ensure that there are no conflicts. And she specifically says every voter, and then turns around and adopts a piece of legislation that really only applies to one candidate. I'm sorry, every voter. She says every candidate. Voters deserve to know that every candidate on the ballot. But it doesn't apply to the governor. It doesn't apply to members of the state legislature. It doesn't apply to our U.S. senators. It applies to one person and one person only. And for that reason alone, it won't stand.
Doug Steinhardt is the chairman of the New Jersey Republican State Committee. He's here about this draconian, tyrannical bill in New Jersey, which is extra constitutional. It's unconstitutional, and trying to create an extra constitutional requirement to be on the ballot to run for president. And Doug, you make such a great point, too, which is that this doesn't apply to them. No other office on the ballot in New Jersey, neither no other federal office, no state office, no other office, but the office of president, you have to turn over your tax returns. That in and of itself is unfair and could be knocked down just on those grounds. But the fact that the U.S. Constitution is very clear, will make all this go away eventually. But what do you think this is really about in terms of what they're trying to do here? What is their ultimate end game?
Well, I'm trying to wrap my hands around that, too, because I would think any rational person would know that this won't stand. So to waste state resources, adopting a law that you know is going to be challenged and would most likely be overturned, makes very little sense to me. You would like to think that it's not as simple as just a blatant assertion of power, which it looks like on its face it is. Maybe it's just that much more insidious. Maybe it's the Democrats feel that, you know, they're just untouchable, and that, you know, the rights and the opinions of the state's other 9 million residents don't really matter to them as much as we like to think that they should. That's what it seems to look like on its face. And that should be disconcerting to everybody. I don't care what political party you're from. But when we can start dictating and attaching conditions to who can run for office and how, I think we're setting a dangerous precedent. It's a long, slippery slope, and it's frightening, and it should be alarming to everyone.
Yeah, well said. Now, if the governor signs this bill into law, which I assume he will, then what's next? A lawsuit challenge?
Oh, look, we're teeing up already. I've talked to our legal counsel. You know, we're not rich with resources, but you know, you got to fight for the things that are worth fighting for.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things that would be worth fighting for. If it comes to that, we'll certainly convene our state committee and, you know, talk to them about the likelihood of challenging it in court. I think you have to. I don't care whether you're a Republican or Democrat. Every city should be one behind that sort of challenge. And again, it's beyond the simple tax return issue. It's dictating who can run for office and how. But, you know, look, interestingly enough, Rich, Joe Panaccio, you know, you probably know Joe, senator from Morris County, he had proposed on the eve of its adoption, the bill's adoption, an amendment that would make it apply to everyone. Again, getting past the tax return issue itself, but saying if you're going to require disclosure, let's require it for everybody. Everybody in the legislature, the governor, our federal office, our federal officials, and it got shot down. Got shot down, unilaterally by the Democrats. They wouldn't even consider it. So it goes to tell you that, yeah, this was never about fundamental fairness. This was strictly a power move on the Democrats' part.
Exactly. And the bill would require 5 years of tax returns by any candidate who wants to be on the ballot to run for president of the United States in the state of New Jersey. And look, you know, to your point, Doug, and you said this well, and I applaud you for saying it, you got to fight the fights that are worth fighting for. You have to. And whether or not a Republican can win statewide in New Jersey is not the point. It's not the point. The point is that what the Democrats are trying to do is out of the realm of the Constitution, and we have to take a stand against it. So I applaud you for that. Where can people find you, especially if they want to help out the cause?
I appreciate that. So a couple things. The best place to find this is coming up next week. So March 1st and 2nd, the state party is going to be holding its second statewide leadership summit in Atlantic City. So on the state party's website, www.njgop.org, you can find all that information. We are jam-packing the weekend, talking to statewide stakeholders and national stakeholders and kind of getting back on that path of winning again. You know, I don't adopt this political strategy of political survival. I don't see political survival as being any sort of a strategy. If you want to govern, you got to win. It's not like the eighth grade. You don't get a trophy for trying. You know, we got to go out and fight, and we got to win, and we got to start taking back seats. So we're going to roll up our sleeves and dig in this weekend and start talking about getting back on a winning path. Other than that, you know, my Twitter handle, @DSteinhardt, ESQ, or @NJGOP Twitter. We're trying to be all over social media, everywhere we can, advancing our message, you know, our way, and reaching folks that share similar views.
Well, listen, my friend, you're doing a great job. You really are. You're working very hard every day. I see, you know, press releases from your office coming out there condemning this absurd action. And there's a lot. I mean, the governor keeps on giving here. Governor Murphy, he's given a lot to work with. But you're doing great work on this, and I appreciate it very, very much. Chairman Doug Steinhardt of the New Jersey Republican State Committee. Find him at njgop.org. The Zioli Show. We'll be right back.
Rich Zioli, 3 to 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.